to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Friday! Ooh,
yay.
It's Friday, baby!
I'll take it.
Not only is it Friday, but it's raining!
Yeah! We needed the rain so badly.
I gave myself a little extra time to get to work today because, A, nobody ever drives in the rain, and I understand it. I'm not one of these people that goes, nobody knows how to drive in the rain. We haven't seen rain.
Yeah.
In 200 days, I think the count last
but
was.
But that's why they don't know how to drive in it, because we don't have enough practice.
Yeah, no, that's why
absolutely.
I don't harp on people.
Yeah.
What my point is I gave myself a little extra time so I can enjoy it. Wow. I was like, I felt like I was water skiing.
Oh.
I think they call that hydroplaning.
I'm concerned about the traction.
Yeah. Maybe there was a little bit of that. They need to fix some drainage on the 17 around Bethany, around there.
That they do.
But aside from that, water skiing all the way to work. It was fantastic.
Yay, I'm so glad you got here safely.
I got out of my car, stood in the parking lot for a good 15 to 20 seconds. Just stood there.
Just soaking it up.
Just like, man, I love the rain.
I do love the rain as well.
It's fantastic. We're in good spirits today, Camel Nation.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And we got a new set of questions for Minute to Win It.
We do, because somebody won yesterday, so yeah. They took home those Country Thunder tickets. So good for them.
Do we know what the prize is for this go-around?
Yes, it's the same.
Same thing. Yep. Okay, I just wanted to confirm before I said it on the radio.
Yep.
Because there are people listening to the radio.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wait,
that's a thing?
I hope so, yeah.
That's how this works, right?
I think that's how this works.
Shout out to Tori Lovello.
Yeah!
Apparently loves the show, Cheyenne.
They do. Tori and his wife, Kristen, do love the show, and I appreciate them so much. I got to see Tori last night because I was out at the spring training game to watch the D-backs annihilate the Mariners last night.
Yeah.
It was a great game. But also, normally, I'm very blessed because normally I sit right behind the coaches on the D-back side.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday I sat on the Mariner side. And uh-huh. I gotta say, because you know, I always refer, because I'm from the Washington. The Mariners are like my long distance best friend, right? Like, I love you when you're in town.
Okay.
And I keep up with you. But when you're playing my in-town best friend, which is the D-backs.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are?
I don't even know who you are.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean?
Do we know each other?
Exactly. So I sat basically right behind the coaches for the Mariners yesterday. And I gotta say, the Mariners is a good looking team. If you are wondering what team to go watch, I would say the Mariners.
The Mariners have a bunch of young studs.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be sports related.
Yeah,
nah.
They have a very young team. Their team is very young. And I'm a little concerned about their roster, to be honest. I wasn't overly impressed.
They were playing Little League?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what spring training is, though.
Well, yeah. I know that.
Half those guys are probably not going to make the final roster.
Oh. Well, I do know. Well, a lot of the team. So the Mariners, what I like about the Mariners is they make it very obvious as to who's been on the lineup before. Because if you haven't been, your numbers are matte gray. They're not shiny and sparkly.
Yeah.
So shiny and sparkly is a dead giveaway. Also, if you don't have a name on the back of your jersey, that's kind of a thing, too. So
yeah.
They're very specific about it.
Well, you got to isolate them in some way. You got to make them want that name on their jersey.
You need
sparkle.
You got
to make them want that sparkle. Just like you, Cheyenne.
I want that sparkle.
You earned your sparkly microphone.
Oh, thank you. You know what I did? When we move buildings, my microphone is going to be sparkly.
I love that.
I've already decided on it.
Does it count if you bedazzle it yourself, though?
Absolutely. Shh. It's kind of like giving yourself a cool nickname. All right, well, the Slammer and Cheyenne Show.
He made it up. It's fine.
Yeah. I made it up myself because I'm the Slammer. All right. Well, let's get into a Friday, shall we?
Yes.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Can I just say that this has the potential to be the sweetest breaks the news I've ever done?
Are you talking like sweet, like, oh, or sweet, like, yeah. That was sweet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first one.
Oh.
First one.
Aw.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah,
aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to call Katie right now. She just had a baby.
Aww.
And her husband said that she's been, like, having a tough time dealing with the responsibilities of being a brand new mom.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to call her and tell her she's doing a great job.
Stop. job.
Let's do it.
I'm going to cry.
Hello?
Hey, Katie?
Yeah? Who is this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay.
Yeah, I have news from your husband, Max.
Oh, what does Max want?
Max wanted me to tell you that you're a great mom, and you've been doing an amazing job with the crying and the no sleep and the diaper changing at all hours and the baby vomit. Max and baby Ethan wanted to tell you, Mom, that they love you.
Oh, that's actually so sweet. Oh my gosh, he really did that? He like really called you guys to ask you to call me to tell me that?
Yeah, he did. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so tired, but this actually made my morning and made my day. So thank you guys so much.
That's
so sweet.
Sometimes we do break good news, people, okay?
Sometimes it's really nice.
Very rare.
But thank you guys so much.
Katie, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, and we hope that you lift your spirits a little bit and get through this terrible, terrible time.
It's not terrible.
Dealing with a newborn.
Also, congratulations.
That
is exciting.
I forgot to say that part.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, I'm very happy and good. I'm glad that I made a good choice in Max, too.
You know what? As somebody who's made not good choices in baby daddies, good job for you.
Hey.
I'm very happy for you.
Look at that. Would you look at that?
Hold on to that one.
All right. Well, Katie, good luck, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Do you guys remember those videos that people were posting? If someone in your life's name ends with an sound, there's a good chance that they're crazy.
Yes. Yep. It's always an E-E or an A or something like that. Yes.
Well, y'all, my wife's name is Dana.
Nah.
So I posted one of those videos. It was just like a goofy video of her watering the lawn. Like it was very, like there wasn't anything negative about it. She even actually looked a little cute in my opinion.
Aww.
But she got so mad at me.
Why?
Because I posted a video of her without her approval.
Oh. She
was very bent out of shape. And it wasn't about like her looking cute. The whole point of the video was the irony that the guy was like, if you are dating someone and their name ends with the sound, then she crazy. And I was like, ooh.
That's me.
That's exactly
I'm the guy.
What I should post to get myself in a lot of trouble.
And it did get you into a lot of trouble, it sounds.
But what's with the double standard, Cheyenne?
I'm the wrong person to ask that question to.
Well, you are of the
because I know
kind.
That there is a double standard.
100%.
And I'm not.
Because Dana will post me like scratching my butt and go, he
scratches his butt.
What a barbarian.
Like, wait a second. Why are you making me look like a ding dong?
I think it's because over the course of the years, like men have always been kind of.
The butt of the joke?
Yeah, the butt.
The butt of the scratch?
I don't like that. I'm not a fan of double standards, and I think that if I'm going to be okay doing something to somebody, I have to be okay with it to myself, which is why I said I'm the worst person to ask this question to.
I respect that.
Because I know that there's a double standard.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't.
Beautiful.
I don't partake.
Beautiful.
In posting, I also don't have a significant other, so that's...
Well, if we got to play imagination real quick.
I can live in fantasy land.
I love it. So if you did have a dude, and, you know, regardless of your relationship, mm-hmm. and they were to post a photo of you that was impromptu or whatever, like, you had no idea it was happening, and he posted it immediately, would you be okay with that? Even if it wasn't in a making fun of you manner, which is what I always get.
Right.
Like, if it was just like, oh, look at my cutie, or something.
I think that at this moment in my life, if it wasn't making fun of me for him and making me look stupid, because
right.
I have a really big issue with that. I don't like it when people get made fun of for looking, I guess, stupid.
Right.
Because it's funny. Like, I don't like that.
Yes.
So I wouldn't do that. So if you were making me look stupid... yeah, I would have a problem with that. But if you're being cutesy, like, oh, look at her over there with her no makeup on and her hair in a messy bun, like, I would be like, yeah, you think I look cute? I do.
You're good with that.
I would probably be okay with
that. Okay, cool.
But again, I feel like I'm the female anomaly on this one.
Yeah, we got to find a middle ground. Like, there are some women, and I've seen it before. Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
The oh, let me see people, like, immediately, once you take a photo or a video, it's oh, let me see. Meaning, like, you better give me final approval on this post before you post
it. I definitely understand. And I also would hope that my significant other knows me well enough to know what I would find acceptable to post on Instagram. Because also,
you got to remember, though, guys are dumb.
I know. But the unfortunate part is, like,
I am self-admittingly that.
Yeah, but you also know genuinely what your wife would like and what she wouldn't like for the most part.
I'm not going to post something to make her look like disgusting.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna. So she's gotta have a little faith in her.
We have to trust our significant others.
She does not. She does not. Not at all. Fellas of the Camel Nation, are you in the same boat? Ladies, do you need final approval on everything? 602-894-5653. How do you feel if somebody posts an impromptu photo of you?
So what is the line with you and Dana then? Like, where do you draw the line? Does she have to approve everything?
Oh, she has to approve everything, but if it's genius, I'm posting. I am posting.
And she knows that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, so she's going to hate me for a couple hours.
Okay.
Or until she demandingly makes me delete it. But, hey, like, I just want to make people smile.
Yeah.
And if that's Dana doing something silly, like burping or something, and I caught it, or singing off key, I'm posting it.
I don't have an issue with that.
I am posting it.
I'm here for that.
When it comes to posting my wife on social media, I proceed with caution nowadays.
As you should.
I've learned that she gets a little cranky pants if something's posted and she didn't get final approval.
God love her, but she definitely has a specific view that she likes of herself, and that's okay.
But you guys get me, right? I'm a silly person.
You are a very silly person.
And if the silliness is not involved, and she knows that she married a silly person, she knows she's going to get some silly stuff posted about her. But yet she proceeds to hate me for it.
I think hate feels like a very strong word in this situation.
Well,
she's annoyed.
There are some people that support my claim to relax. Thank you, Camel Nation, for that.
But there is one that might stir the pot a little bit. And I'm feeling like this is probably from a female who does this.
Can we not read that text message? Mm.
Text on the 480. We're reading it.
I said don't read it.
Text on the 480. If you don't like it, stop doing dumb stuff all the time.
Whoa.
That is so salty. I'm not even sure if I can get behind a claim like that.
Yeah, her Instagram handle is post stupid stuff of my husband all the time.
That's probably all that her Instagram is. No offense to you, but truly. Text from the 602. My wife is constantly chasing likes on Instagram, and I'm always on the other end of it, and it's really annoying.
Oh, dang.
That's a straight call out.
It sounds like she's setting him up.
It kind of does sound like that. Text from the 623, because he's not alone. Text from the 623, in the words of women, quote, I feel so seen. My girlfriend is always doing this, and it's almost ended our relationship on multiple occasions.
Wow.
Ladies, I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Most of the time. However, I can't do the double standard, and I can't get on board with this. I just think that you should respect your spouse the way that you know they need to be respected. Because we wouldn't like it.
Wow, I love that.
We wouldn't like it, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So I think that if you demand, this was the best thing that I've heard in 2025. If you're single, you need to write down the list of all of the things that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then you need to go back and see if you check those boxes.
Right.
If you aren't checking those boxes,
right,
why can you demand that of somebody else? So to put it to the point of this, if you're demanding to verify everything that's getting posted,
approval. Yeah,
you have to give your spouse that same respect.
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
Exactly.
Ladies,
and also,
be better.
In the case of my wife, just let me post whatever I want. Thank you. I love you. I am not a procrastinator at all.
It's definitely not in your nature. As opposed to me.
I'm like, especially when the sales staff like send me a commercial to do. I'm like, ooh, just like check that box, get it done so they're not harping at me. And they also think like I'm Mr. Lickety Split.
Right.
But the fact that I have delayed doing my taxes this long is very unlike me. And it makes me angry. The fact that I have to pay my wife's taxes.
Because your wife is a 1099-er.
She's a 1099-er, and we've been doing this for years, uh-huh. right? She's always had like side gigs, and but she's never made as much money as she's making now. And I know she is not putting money aside to pay her taxes.
Oh, boy. So even if you get a return off of yours, yeah. it's going to go to...
If you file jointly,
yeah.
the good and the bad kind of level out.
Is that why you're putting it off?
Yeah. I mean, we even put my old accountant on the air. This is how thorough we are involved in taxes, and I still am... I'm cowering. I don't want to do it because I know at the end of the day, I'm going to do my taxes with Josh, Abe's CPA professional tax guy brother, the tax guys. And he's going to say, oh, hey, this year you're actually going to owe $500 or something like that.
That's the worst.
It's going to be such a gut punch coming yeah. from the days of yore when I would literally deduct everything, every penny I spent. I saved receipts. I went through the whole meticulous process of creating spreadsheets. I would be like, yeah, this is what I'm submitting to the government. And I would get a check written out to me for like $8,000 to $10,000 every single year.
Wow.
Yes.
I have never had that a day in my life.
Incredible days.
And now we can't even write off all that stuff.
Where you can write off W-2 income, yeah. which obviously that doesn't exist anymore. Okay, enough tax talk. The bottom line is, my wife has not paid a penny in taxes. She made a pretty decent amount yeah. of money last year, and I'm going to end up paying like probably, I'm anticipating like $2,000 to $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have thought to myself, you know what? No. No. Beautiful Brooklyn Dana, my wife, I love. No. We're 1 month out from taxes being due. I'm going to tell her, do your thing, girl.
What does that mean?
That means she is going to submit her taxes without me. I am not filing jointly.
That is not going to go over well.
Hey, what's she going to do? If I submit my taxes on my own, that means I get whatever refunds coming to me because you know I've been paying my taxes. And then we'll just see where the chips fall.
I am scared for your well-being.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Abe, you look very concerned. Producer, Abe baby.
Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
He's like, oh boy.
Is this a bad idea?
I don't know that I don't want to be the one to give you an answer on that.
I'm going to go with yes. I think that's a terrible idea.
Well, you've been very vocal in saying that that's a terrible
yes,
idea.
You've been very
vocal. I'm trying to get some type of reinforcement here to my decision being a good idea.
Yeah, you shoot your shot, bro.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The 30 Days of Thunder continue.
Thunder. Have you ever played the Thunder drinking game?
What's the Thunder drinking game?
Oh, let me black you out. That's what the Thunder drinking game is.
I would
so basically,
love to be blacked out.
you have your group of friends, right? Uh-huh. So like you're all chilling in the backyard, for example.
Yeah.
And so imagine Dana's birthday. You're outside.
Perfect.
You go, we're going to play the Thunder game. And everybody goes, sweet. So you get a brand new drink and you start playing Thunder and it starts going. And then you have to have a starting point, right? So everybody generally is in a circle, so you know where to go.
Okay.
And so the first person on the first Thunder, they drink. And then they stop on the next Thunder, and then the next person goes. And then you drink. It's the next person drinks every time Thunder goes. But here's the kicker. You have to keep drinking until the next Thunder. So there are multiple times where it goes,
big break.
Thunder! Yeah. And it keeps going. And then you're on to a second drink because you can't stop drinking until the next Thunder.
Wow.
It is so much fun. And I play it with my friends all the time.
I love this Thunder game.
It's wild.
We'll have to do it at Country
Thunder!
And where can people get those tickets, Cheyenne,
so
today?
We've got 30 Days of Thunder happening right now. It's where we go to at least one of the third, well, you go to one during the week, right? So it's all four Gila River casinos. Today, it's going to be at Lone Butte. It starts at 5. We're giving away tickets every 15 minutes for an hour. The cool thing that I love about Lone Butte, this is why it's my favorite one to go to during 30 Days of Thunder, is that after we're done, they have live music in the courtyard.
Ooh.
And line dancing.
Oh.
With instructors.
I love that.
I know. It's so much fun.
So today at 5 o'clock, get your chance to win these Country Thunder tickets with Cheyenne.
Yep, I'll be
and
there.
And make sure you're wearing the proper country attire, folks.
Got to get your boots on. because they be dancing boots.
I love that. Are you going to stick around and dance with the Camel Nation?
Sometimes I do.
You kind of committed yourself.
It depends on what I got going on afterwards, but sometimes I do.
Okay.
Yeah. You might be able to twirl me around the dance floor. Probably not. I'll say no.
All right. Get your Country Thunder tickets. They're in limited supply because we are going to be doing this a few more times, but also, like, you got to come out to these.
Yeah.
We need to see your faces.
We need hugs and high fives and handshakes.
And that good stuff, too. Robbie Peterson, I'm talking to you.
You better be out there, Robbie.
Better be out. Better see you, Robbie. All right, 5 o'clock today, Lone Butte. Check out Cheyenne and grab your Country Thunder tickets.
Nico, we have got a brand new set of 10 questions. Now, remember, the goal is to get all 10 right.
Yes.
Doing it on the first try is very difficult, but not impossible.
It just so happens that we have superhero Kaylee from Peoria on the phone. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Kaylee, are you ready to play Minute to Win It for 4 4-day tickets into Country Thunder and a campsite?
I'm as ready as I can be.
Well, perfect. Remember, you've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions correctly. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
All right, here we go, Kaylee.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
Which Country Thunder performer rose to fame after winning season 19 of American Idol?
Season 19. It was a girl, I believe. I'm trying to think. Oh, gosh.
You have plenty of time to look it up.
Oh, no.
Use your resources. Which Country Thunder performer rose to fame after winning season 19? Which president on Mount Rushmore is wearing glasses?
Wearing glasses. Theodore Roosevelt.
If you're graduating from slippers to point shoes, you're most likely advancing in which form of dance?
To point shoes. I want to say ballet. Let me think.
Which Country Thunder performer is from Washington State and played football at Montana Tech?
5 seconds.
Tucker Wetmore.
What is the most commonly used letter in the English language?
A.
Oh, that was so good.
Wow.
Kaylee, you got all the way to question number 5 on the first go around.
Oh my gosh.
That was phenomenal.
Kaylee, do me a favor. Whoever that guy is sitting next to you, give him a big high five.
Yeah.
My husband.
Yeah, Kaylee's husband. You guys did great. Unfortunately, as you know, Minute to Win It, you have to get all 10 questions right, which you did not. But because you got in and you got to play, we're going to give you 2 VIP standing room tickets for Matt's Stell happening tomorrow at Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Santan Mountain.
Hey!
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Kaylee, hang on just a second. What a way to kick off Minute to Win It.
Whoa. What are you, like a week away from your big trip?
I am. I leave a week from today. So if anybody doesn't know this, I'm going to Charleston for my little brother's fiance's bachelorette party.
Yes.
I've never been there. I've never been to the East Coast. So I am really excited to get up there. But I was getting ready for my flight. Funny that you ask this, because we're getting ready. I'm packing because I pack a week in advance. The bachelorette party's going back and forth on text. And I go to pull up my flights just to double check like what time I need to be at the airport, because planner. and I realize, because I didn't book my tickets, they were a gift from my future sister-in-law's mom, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my flights and I'm looking at the row and the seat that I'm sitting in, and I'm like, there's no way. I'm doing something, you guys.
Somebody must have made a mistake
here.
There's
no way. She booked me from Phoenix to Seattle, because I have to go to Seattle to get to Charleston. Phoenix to Seattle, Seattle to Charleston, cross-country flight, first class.
Woo!
I never in my life Never in my life did I think I would fly first class across the country, because that is not cheap.
That is living nice.
I have flown first class one time. It was a Delta flight from Orange County back to Phoenix. It was 45 minutes. Oh. I enjoyed first class for 45 minutes.
Ironically, I also took the flight from New York City to Detroit, which is literally an hour and a half, and it was like a $25 upgrade.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll pay $25. And they gave me like an extra bottle of sparkling water. Like,
but did you feel some type of way about it?
Of course you do. I had an accent after I got off the plane.
What was your accent?
I was like, hello, peasants. move aside. I'm coming through. You just like, you are so much more respected in that part of the cabin than anywhere else. It's the
wild.
Part of the cabin where they close the curtain and go, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The restroom at the front of the plane is for our first class passengers, not our peasants in the back of the plane.
Like, you don't have to share it with 100 other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the 15 who
Yeah.
I was honestly taken aback, because I was already so just like in my feels that, you know, her mom gave me that gift, because she didn't have to do that, right? Like, I would have been there regardless, but
she did that. She's got it, right?
They do. They're very well
off. So your brother's marrying into a pretty decent family here.
Old money.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm very happy for him. And my sister-in-law is the best. She puts up with my little brother, which is a feat in itself.
That's
God
really
love
cool.
him, but like, oh God. So I was like, what is happening? What is this life I shall be living?
Hey, just relish in it. You know, show your boarding pass as many times as you can.
Do you see this? 2B. 2B.
2B.
That's me. First to four. So if you see me at the airport at 5:30 in the afternoon on Friday next week, and my nose is a little higher in the air than it usually is, leave me alone.
The gate agent's going to just start their announcement. Good morning, everybody. And Cheyenne's going to scream out, am I boarding 2B? 2B, am I boarding now? No, not yet. Okay, thank you.
I'm about to find a whole new personality.
The gate agent's like,
I was just saying hello.
I was just letting you know that, like, you're in the right gate.
Oh, me? Do I board now?
Cheyenne's like, 2B, not 2B.
For us regular folk back in the back of the plane, if your seat number or your row number starts with a twin or a third, yikes. When we first had our kid, that's what they would do immediately, because we would try to board first. Obviously,
right.
They were like, parents and families, you want to board first for more convenience. But they would immediately like usher us to the very back of the plane. They're like, nobody wants to hear your baby screaming, and I don't either. So go all the way back
to the back
there.
Of the plane.
Yeah. We found one little perky perk that was kind of nice. It worked most of the time. I would say about 80% of the time. So when Justin was under two, you know, obviously lap kids fly free. So we would always just book the aisle seat and the window seat. So nobody would book the middle seat.
Because who wants to sit in the middle seat?
You
if you don't know
that.
The people. Yeah.
Right. So we would always have that middle seat available for most of our flights.
That's genius.
Whenever flying back to New York or wherever.
Yeah.
For the most part, we had that middle seat, and we would just plop Justin down there, or, you know, it was just another seat where we had a body available there.
Right.
So that was a little hack right there that we used to use. Now they just book you in all the middle seats if you're not paying for your ticket.
Yeah.
So most of the middle seats are taken on one of those type of airlines. But
that's a good little, like, thing to like, know.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little trick.
I saw this thing on IG the other day that this guy dubbed it the poor man's first class. Have you seen this?
What is the poor man's
trick
first
or hack,
class?
Whatever.
No, please teach
me. Okay, so I'm not condoning this, but it was interesting. Apparently, he buys the entire row, and he makes.
Okay, so he'll pay for
three
tickets. Okay,
he only needs one.
Okay,
he makes two of them. He makes sure that they're part of the refundable types.
Refundable. Okay.
Okay.
And then, like 90 minutes before his flight, he cancels those two and gets his money back, and then there's a good chance he's got the whole row to himself, as long as somebody does come in that last hour. And
there's no like standby line
that
they would put somebody in. That's
risky, but I get it.
I mean, it's not risky if he is 100% able to refund it.
Yeah.
The only risk is somebody could sit there.
That's
but
what I meant.
At the end of the day, like, that's not a risk, because you would have some person sitting there regardless.
True.
But dang. So what we need to know, like, what's the end, like, end moment that you can cancel those other flights.
Yeah, because if you get that fine print, if you're
gonna try, if you get stuck with those other two flights, that's no bueno.
And also, what names is he putting on the other tickets?
Yeah, what?
Like, is he buying three tickets in his name?
He might just name other passengers. Like, I can name Dana, my wife, as one of the passengers, and yeah, I could buy three tickets easily
under your. But how do you?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I do it all the time when I travel with my wife.
You just check them in, right? It's not like you have to go, like, when you're going through security. Like, you just have to have one ticket that matches your name.
Yeah, you just have to have the tickets.
Ah, interesting. I don't know if I would do that, but I get it.
Yeah, there's an easier way to keep people from sitting next to you and just, you know, be very farty.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed. A lot of cheese before the flight. People will not want to sit next to you, especially on a Southwest flight. You know what? Cheyenne, me and Bailey Zimmerman have so much in common.
Do you, though? Because he's like 12.
He's like young.
He's so young.
Super successful.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have that in common.
Great looking guy. See, great looking guy.
There's that.
That's me too. But I'm just talking about when I first got my place in Jersey City, New Jersey. I bought a condo. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I literally bought a condo that was in a floodplain that got flooded every time it started sprinkling from the sky.
No, seriously?
It was the worst situation. It was the most horrendous part of my life, but just like Bailey, I didn't know anything about homeownership.
Bailey doesn't know anything about homeownership either?
Apparently not. Because okay. He posted on his Instagram yesterday, hey, why don't they make manuals for homeownership after a tree fell down in his backyard? He captioned it with, I have no idea what I'm doing.
As a new homeowner, I would also agree with that, actually. There is zero new homeowners.
These realtors just want to make a sale.
And we love you guys. We love realtors.
We love you.
But also. And this isn't really.
Could you warn us a little bit?
The flood thing should have been a warning for sure. But I do feel I would put this on the list of things that school should teach: finances, taxes, and homeownership. How to actually take care of your home, because there are things like I don't know.
Yeah.
No, what do you do?
Somebody told me one time there was a thing called a home warranty, where if any of your appliances, your major appliances, went bad, if you have this home warranty, it's like almost free to fix.
I didn't know that until just now.
I think producer AB Baby put me onto it years ago, and I still have yet to get the home warranty thing, but I think I'm going to get one now.
I thought you did it this
I did
whole
not.
Time.
Bailey Zimmerman should have a home warranty.
I wonder if...
For a tree. Tree warranty.
Do trees fall under home insurance?
I mean, if they...
It can, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it just fell in his backyard.
It doesn't say, damage his house or anything, but it's still his property, and home insurance covers your property.
The property, yeah.
He
said he needs tips and hacks for being a homeowner because he has no idea what he's doing, and it makes sense for him because he was born in the year 2000.
Yeah, him's a baby. So he's 25.
God, that little homeowning baby.
At 25. I don't even know what I was doing at 25.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be cheersing to that homeowning baby. Coming up at Country Thunder.
We can ask him about it. How's that tree in your backyard?
Yeah, absolutely.
What have you found out?
I found out recently that trees are very expensive, Bailey Zimmerman.
Because you had to replace a tree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the road he's going to be led down.
You guys do have a lot in common.
Oh my God, I'm going to have so much fun talking to
him. Wow, I love this for you.
See that?
All right. Well, don't forget, get your Country Thunder tickets so you can watch us talk about trees.
Riveting.
Morning, Camel Nation.
Morning. So my 14-year-old, his name is Justin, he is the apple of my eye, asked me to do something over this upcoming summer break that I never thought I would see come back again, because when I was growing up, it was a phase. Okay? You guys are different ages than me. Abe, you're 10 years older than me. Nico, you're like, what, 15 years older than me?
Why do we have to keep talking about that?
Because it's important.
You can just say you're much older than me.
You're much older than me.
I don't know why we have to nail it down to an actual year,
but
though,
but you want to use the word much?
Carry on, Cheyenne.
When I was growing up, the phase that the teenage boys were in where everybody would perm their hair. The boys had long, permed hair. Okay?
What?
All of them.
Word. That did not, that was not a
that
thing.
I did not like think that was going to come out of her mouth.
Yes. Now my 14-year-old, who
he
has
a perm,
wants to put wave perms in his hair so that his hair is more fluffy.
Get out of here right
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm dead serious. I like, don't mind it because the picture.
So glow.
Not that permy.
So glow.
That was the boys in my class.
Yeah.
They were spiral perms. He just wants, like, for lack of better terms, like a beach wave so that it adds some volume. He sent me the picture. I see what he wants to do and I get it.
Uh-huh.
But it's a phase that I never thought I would see come back.
That is wild right there. The kids
crazy.
With the hairstyles nowadays, I mean, they're just like the kids with the hairstyles back in my day.
Yeah.
The parents were always like, why did you grow your hair down to your chin and then shave everything underneath?
It's
that seems very counterproductive. And I was like, yeah, Mom, it looks wild. And especially when you pull it up in a ponytail, I can never describe what the skin, shave it down to the skin. I think producer AB Baby actually has it right now, so I don't want to make
fun of
it.
Abe has an undercut, yeah.
But
I don't think it's technically an undercut.
Is it not technically an undercut?
He's got the fade. Yeah, he's got the fade.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it's super long on top. So like the hair, I get it. Like it's definitely a phase. I had it for a couple years of my life.
You had long hair?
Oh, I've had long hair like 5 times in my life.
I've never seen a picture with you with long hair.
I will show you.
Oh, I need to. Can we put it on Instagram?
Those were wigs.
I shall show you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go to our Instagram, Nico and Cheyenne. We're going to show you what Nico looks like.
In high school, we grew out all our hair and then we shaved underneath. The whole soccer team did this. And then we would shave all of it. And then we all had bald heads for a while. And I carried that out for a long time. Like I had a shaved head for a long time. You
really?
Used to have a shaved head before,
right? I don't think so.
Man, I don't even think I've seen that.
I'm about to blow your mind.
What are we talking, like skin or like
I
a
had
one
a
guard,
skin
two guard?
For, it was mostly just like a one, like a stubble.
Okay. Yeah. I've had that too.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
I do remember that.
But it was an interesting phase. Like I just didn't think that he would ever want that.
Yeah.
But he does. And it's just pulling me back to middle school when that was definitely a phase. Because it only lasted through middle school. Oh. Once we got to high school, the perms were gone.
Speaking of phases that aren't style related, mine was girlfriend related. I would always date like my parents' worst nightmare, which was just like a regular American girl.
Anyone who wasn't Greek?
Anyone who wasn't Greek. Yeah, let me put it that way. Yeah, it makes much more sense. It makes much more sense if you say it that way.
Yeah.
Because we grew up in a very tight-knit Greek community where all the girls are Greek princesses. No offense, Greek girls, but you're Greek princesses. You're all princesses. And I was like, that ain't for me, man. Something about these like girls I go to school with that I really get along with. Not the girls I go to church with. Those are the ones I pray with. Praise him.
Two different types of people.
But my parents always thought I was going to marry. Like they're like, oh, it's just a face. Like, oh, he's going to marry a Greek
girl.
He'll
grow out of it.
Guess what I did not marry? A Greek girl.
And instead you married a Brooklyn princess.
Yeah.
Bless
a wild
her.
Puerto Rican, half Puerto Rican, half Albanian.
She is the opposite of what your parents thought you would marry.
Very spicy.
I love her though. She's great.
She is great. So, yeah. Yeah, we all go through phases.
Hopefully we grow out of them. Hopefully we don't. My mom thought I would grow out of my terrible choice in boyfriends. I still haven't grown out of that.
See,
so.
You got the same problem I have. Parents' disapproval. 602-894-5653. Let's talk about those phases in your life. What'd you go through? Your son wants curly, permy hair.
He does want wavy, permed hair, yes.
Could be a phase.
It could not be.
He may grow out of it, or he may stick with it for life.
Or maybe he's the next member of KISS and has beautiful, curly, poofy hair. I don't know.
I never dated a Greek girl, and that is a phase in my life that I continued on forever.
And you will, because your wife is not Greek.
That is very true. Megan in Goodyear, tell us a phase that you went through in your life and what happened with it.
Well, my mother was sure that I would grow out of my interest in astrology, and
ooh.
Now I'm literally an astrologer professionally. So
hold on. How deep were you? Like, when did you start this phase?
In all fairness, she started it. You know, she would, when we were sitting around for Sunday brunch or breakfast, she would be like, oh, you know, do you want to know your horoscope for the week? You know, she'd be reading it out of the newspaper for sun signs.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember that when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. So then I, you know, started reading more about it. By the time I was 11, 12, 13, she was sure it was just a phase, you know, teenager, adolescent, whatever.
Yeah.
And now she still is asking me when I'm going to get a real job.
Okay, first of all, rude.
Exactly. I was like, rude. Secondly, I was ahead of my time. Now everyone's into astrology.
That's
so you need to,
so true.
Again, pop off, mother. Okay, yeah. It's not a phase. But technically... She thought it was a phase, and I'm telling her that it's not, and I clearly haven't grown out of it.
What is it that you do then? Like, what is that?
I personally like to use it for kind of, I guess, personal coaching, enrichment, support, transformational coaching, et cetera. Just really personalize, you know, what is your energy, period, and then how is it working with the energy of the time?
That's fun. That's...
I learned something today.
Yeah? What'd you learn, Nico?
Yeah, people that study astrology are called astrologers. I thought they were astrologists.
It's tomato, tomato, I think, you know.
I thought you were a gist.
Oh.
Wait, you are a gist? You're not a juror?
I'm a juror.
Tomato, tomato. You're a juror.
She's a juror.
I personally am a juror. I don't know about the if, but again, it depends on whether you can do your job or not, really. So,
as you know, Megan, the study of astrology is from Greece. From the Greeks that would look up at the sky and the stars at night.
Nico is
and
Greek.
Formed the astrology.
No, that's what my dad would be saying right now.
Yeah. Give me a word, any
the
word.
The Greeks created it, so you're welcome.
The Greeks are out here taking credit for everything. Okay, let's be real.
Oh! Shots fired. Shots fired.
I am going to tell my dad that.
Man down.
Guys, ladies, gentlemen of the Camel Nation, everyone, today, on this day of Friday, I announce that I am officially a dad, finally.
What? It took you 7 years to get there?
So, not just having a kid.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't qualify you as being a dad.
Love that.
You gotta do dad things.
What dad things are you doing?
Well, Cheyenne, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I walk around in my boxer briefs.
I know a lot of non-dads that do that.
I know. My 8-year-old does that.
Oh, yeah? Do you do it in front of your front bay window?
You're walking around in your briefs with the windows wide open?
Yeah.
Broad daylight?
Yeah. So the moment it was a little uncomfortable for my wife, though, is our neighbors, we're very close friends with Nicole and Sarah and their whole family.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah, they've seen you in your underwear. That so, brings people together.
That's the thing. That's the thing is I hear them at the door and I turned and looked at Dana and she was like, I think it's Nicole and Sarah. I think they're just dropping by to pick some stuff up. And it was kind of unannounced, but also like I really didn't care. So I looked at Dana and I went, like I pointed my underwear. I'm like, is this cool? And she gave me the old, yeah, I don't care. Yeah. And
yeah.
I was like, yes, I have graduated to full dad.
I will applaud that. People growing up, people knew not to come to my house unannounced because my dad would absolutely be in his whitey tidies.
100%. And my dad not only had the whitey tidies, but he also had no butt. So he had like saggy butt whitey tidies. Like really saggy butt whitey tidies. Which whitey tidies, if they're not form fitting, it's
how many times you said like
saggy butt whitey tidy saggy also, butt whitey tidies.
Is that what y'all call them? We call them the other way around. Tidy whiteys.
Tidy whiteys.
Whitey tidies. Tidy whiteys.
I kind of went back and forth on those.
I feel like
that's hilarious. You said it like 10 times, like we're playing Pee Wee's Playhouse. Or something like, are you getting
it's the word of the day?
Big underwear is breaking Nico off on the side.
He said it 5 times during his show. The promotional value is unheard of. So I'm feeling good. If you guys want to hang out, I will be in my boxer briefs from the moment I arrive home. The pants come off. Shoo.
I would appreciate it if you would whoomp and pull them back up if I come over. Thank you. You shoomp when you get home. When people come over, you should whoomp and pull them back up.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see about that. So, yeah, I am all about embarrassing my kid. I don't care. I'm a dad. It's fun for me. I have earned the honor by having a child.
Ooh, yeah.
To embarrass them.
I, too, enjoy embarrassing my kids for good things. Like, not bad things. Like, I'm not going to embarrass them for, like, emotional damage. But I do enjoy a good embarrassment.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to scar him for life. But you better believe if his buddies are around playing video games, I am not changing my clothes for that convenience. Your boy is bearing things. We got Todd on the phone. Hey, Todd in Phoenix. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
We're great.
All right. So, Todd, what do you do to embarrass your kid?
My daughter feels the need to dress much older than she is.
Okay. Ah. How old is she?
She's 15.
Okay.
In her mind, she's 25.
Ah. Say less. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, she likes to wear the short shorts, the crop tops.
Ooh. It's
I'm
moments.
So glad I don't have a daughter.
It's moments like these. I'm glad I'm not a girl mom.
It's pretty bad. And she likes to think she's a grown-up.
Uh-huh.
So in order to instill embarrassment, I told her if she leaves the house that way, I will wear the same clothes she's wearing when she gets back with her boyfriend.
Please tell me. Because I don't have to deal with the embarrassment that she did, in fact, leave in those clothes and came back and you were in those clothes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
How short were the shorts?
The shorts were so short that my little, my bits were hanging out.
No!
What? So this kid, you never saw him again, right?
Yeah, did he stick around?
Oh, that dude's gone. I don't know about him anymore. She's probably seen him at going to his house or something. But I told her, and I've done this twice now, so she gets it now.
Wow.
Ah, so now she puts what she really wants to wear in a bag and then changes when she leaves the house.
No, you guys don't do that, do you?
Oh, yeah. You got to check the purse. That's why we got big purses for a change of outfit.
Here I thought when you said you were spending the night doing some homework that you were actually doing that.
No, wrongo.
Maybe get in your car. It's time to go.
It's kind of bittersweet.
Say goodbye to the radio.
We tried.
Nico and Cheyenne show. We'll be back Monday morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You can tell we're a little loosey-goosey at this point.
And we're ready to go. We love you guys, but also...
Cheyenne, you're not ready to say goodbye to the Camel Nation?
Nope, I'm ready to go home to get a power nap to go back into Camel Nation.
Yes!
Because I got a 30-day Thunder ticket stop happening tonight at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Lone Butte from 5 until 6.
Lone Butte is where you'll grab some Country Thunder tickets every 15 minutes starting at 5 o'clock.
Yep, and I'm kind of hoping the rain subsides because at Lone Butte, the cool thing about Lone Butte is that it's outside compared to inside.
Right.
But we've got live music right after the 30 Days of Thunder drawings.
Yeah.
And if it's raining, that's not going to happen.
If there's one thing I know about living here in Phoenix, it's the rain comes and it goes.
And then it goes.
So I don't imagine, I'm not looking at the forecast right now, but I don't imagine it still being around at 5 p.m. today.
I don't think so.
You know, bring a poncho.
I got my poncho ready to go.
There we go.
So again, I'll be out at Lone Butte from 5 until 6 o'clock. We got those Country Thunder tickets every 15 minutes.
Beautiful. And then don't forget, Matt Stell on Saturday at Santan Mountain.
Yes, we will be there.
Want something to do, y'all, okay? Tickets still available.
Yep.
Grab them. Come on out. We are going to be there hanging out with you and also maybe getting our gamble on a little bit.
You can gamble. I'll watch you.
I'm not really a gambler.
Okay,
watching you.
Oh, we'll watch Camel Nation. Cool, cool.
Okay. Goodbye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.